Second book of Samuel and the first chapter, the last couple of verses, I draw your attention to them. Verse 25 and verse 26. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. David said this when he learned of the death of his friend and his brother in the Lord, the death of his friend Jonathan. Jonathan fell in battle. And this is how David felt. And this is what he said. He says, a mighty's fallen in the midst of battle. And Jonathan was slain. And he wasn't just slain anywhere. He was slain in the high places of Israel. He was slain up in the hills and up in the mountains. And David tells how he was distressed for his brother Jonathan. Not ordinarily distressed, but very distressed. I'm distressed for thee. And then he tells how Jonathan had been so sweet to him. How Jonathan had been so pleasant and so good to him. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. And then he talks about Jonathan's love for him. Thy love to me was wonderful. It was wonderful love. And it was surpassing love. Passing the love of women. And that's what David said about the death and the love of his friend. And I think we can say something about the same about the death of our friend, the Lord Jesus. You remember how the Lord Jesus said, you're my friends. And he behaved as a sweet friend to his people. And we know also that he is our elder brother. And we could say similar things about our Lord Jesus. He's a mighty one. And he fell in the midst of battle. Because he was battling against the devil at the cross. He was battling against principalities and powers at the cross. He was battling against the world who crucified him. And who said so many wicked things to him. He fell in their midst. In the midst of battle. A mighty one. But he fell in the battle. He died for our sins. He was slain in the high places. Because the high places make us think of the altar and the sacrifices. The Bible talks about the sacrifices in the high places. And we know he was lifted up on high. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He was slain in the high place. He died on the cross. He died on Mount Calvary and Mount Golgotha, on the middle tree, on the cross, lifted up. He died in the high place. And we are distressed at the sufferings of our Lord. And we are humbled by the sufferings of our Lord. I'm distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. And we read about our Lord's sufferings, and they melt us, what he suffered for us, how his lovely face was battered, how his back was scourged and made like a ploughed field, how his hands and feet were pierced, and how he was humiliated and shamed and being stripped naked, how he bore the crown of thorns for us. I'm distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. And how sweet and pleasant a Savior he has been to us. Very pleasant, very sweet hast thou been to me, and how sweet our Lord Jesus Christ has been to us. How sweet he was to the apostles for the 3 years before he died. How sweet he was in the upper room when he gave them that discourse. How sweet he was when they heard him pray. I pray for them, Father. How pleasant and how sweet was he to them. Very pleasant hast thou been to me. And there's none more pleasant than Jesus. There's none so nice, none so sweet, none so gentle as your blessed Lord. But then it talks about his love. And that's really what I want to focus on. His love is wonderful. Thy love to me was wonderful. It's wonderful love. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? That's where it comes from. Thy love to me was wonderful. His one love was wonderful. His love was a greater love than the love of women. Surpassing the love of women, he says. Whenever David talks about that, he's talking about the wives and the women. And you know, a woman's love is wonderful. Sometimes the men are hard. But women are soft. They're naturally soft. Well, that's the way they're meant to be anyway. And grace does that to them. We trust too. But their love's wonderful. And I'm sure that we men find that. Whenever we suffer and we're hurt. You know, sometimes our wives feel it even more. They hurt even more because we're hurt. And these things amaze us because they have a wonderful love. And that's what David's talking about. Because he felt this. He saw this. He saw the women could love. There's nothing like the love of a mother. How can a mother forget her child that she bore? Her sucking child. You can't. A woman's love can't be forgotten for a child. But David says about Jonathan, your love, Jonathan, your friendship, your devotion, it surpassed the love of women. I found that. And you know, Jesus Christ's love surpasses that. It's surpassing the love of any woman. It surpasses the love of any creature. It's a wonderful love, and it's a surpassing love. I want to think about the wonderful love of Jesus very quickly. It was wonderful love whenever he chose us before we were born. Before we even did anything bad, or before we did anything good, before we were even born, he loved us and he chose us. Now why he done that and didn't do it to others, we can never understand. But that's what he did. He chose us. It's a wonderful love. And whenever we get to heaven, and this becomes all the clearer to us, that he chose us, I will love him. It's a wonderful love when he chose us. And it was a wonderful love when he came into the world. He left heaven's glory. He left the great white throne. He left all the comfort and all the beauty and all the wonderful worship and devotion and glory that there was in heaven among the angels. He left that. And they saw him leave. They saw the Son of God leave. And he became man and he entered into the womb of a virgin. He was conceived. He came for us. What love that made him be conceived in his humanity. What love that made him be born in Bethlehem. What love that made him be laid in a manger, who came from the white throne of glory. Wonderful love. Surpassing love. He loved us when he chose us. He loved us when he came for us. He loved us when he lived for us. Every breath he breathed in his humanity. Every good deed he did. Every keeping of the commandments, he did it for us. It was all for us. Because we could never keep all that law. He did it as a substitute. He was keeping it for us. And he had great love for us. And we were in his mind and in his heart. You're written upon my hands. You're written on my breast. He great love when he lived for us. And even when he prayed in John 17, he had great love for us. I pray for him. But then especially at Calvary, especially in this high place, especially when he was slain in the battle. Wonderful love. The Son of God loved me. And he gave himself for me at the cross. You want to get a glimpse of the love of Christ? Go to the cross. See all his wounds. See his hands on his feet. See the humiliation and the pain and the agony. Hear him saying, I thirst. He who made all the oceans and built all the locks, who gave water to this earth abundant, on the tree for us saying, I thirst. He swallowed a coal of divine wrath. It's no wonder he's thirsty. I thirst, he says. And he thirsts because he loves us. It's a wonderful love. We might suffer some things for those that we love. But you know, there's a limit. There's a limit. Whenever the pain gets too much, we might halt, we might stagger. We might say, oh, I've done enough, I can't do any more now. But the Lord Jesus, he went to the end. He loved him to the end, the Bible says. Wonderful love, surpassing love. surpassing the love of women. A wonderful love. He loved him to the end. So we see his love at the cross. And then we see his love now. He's praying for us. Get a glimpse of him praying for you. Praying for you in glory. Father, I pray they'll be sanctified. I pray the word will do them good. I pray that they'll be with me soon and they'll see my glory. He's praying. Why does he pray for us? Because he loves us. Wonderful love. Surpassing love. And then he loved us when he called us. Whenever we weren't even thinking about him. We're just bad wee boys and bad wee girls. And we weren't even thinking of Jesus. But one day he knocked at our door. And he called us. And somehow he changed our heart. And he put us in a path after him. And we want him. We want him. Now, why do we want him? Because he loved us. And he won us. He won us in the courtship. He wooed us. He wooed us and he married us. And we love him. And he loves us. Surpasses the love of women. He loved us when he called us. And he loves us when still every day when he sanctifies us. You know, the love of Jesus is wonderful. We fail him. We let him down. We wonder how he's so patient. We wonder he doesn't give up on us. We wonder. But we neglect this duty and we neglect that duty. We wonder, how does he still love us? And he still does. Isn't it wonderful? Wonderful love of Jesus. And when he comes again for us, when he bursts through the heavens and comes in clouds of glory, why is he coming? Why is he leaping upon the hills, skipping upon the mountains, like in the Song of Solomon? Why is the bridegroom, skipping and leaping on the mountains to come? Because he loves the bride. And Jesus is coming for us. Oh, this whole world's wicked. And yes, we get a hard time from the ungodly. And yes, they abuse us, and they disturb us, and they do all the rest. But you know, the Lord Jesus is just ready to leap off his throne and come and get us and rescue us. And one day he will, whenever it's all finished and we've been made conformable to him in his sufferings and we've just got to that place where we don't have to suffer anymore. He's going to come. He's going to come. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Surpassing the love of women. Wonderful love.